9 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. Just like we found that the first two Mishnayos in this parak were going back and explaining the second to last Mishnah in the first parak that stated that there are 5 Mutamin and 5 Muadin, and then we also listed Hashem Muedus Lechus Reila and Regel Muedus Lishba B'dar Chilucha, which was the subject of the first Mishnah of the parak of Ketzah Regel Muedus Lishava B'dar Chilucha, and the topic of the second Mishnah that stated Ketzah Hashem Muedus Lechus Reila. And now our Mishnah continues to discuss the next case of the Mishnah on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, which stated Vishar Mu'ud, and was talking about a Shar that becomes a Mu'ud, and therefore the owner would be Chayiv Nazik Shalim. And our Mishnah now begins, Ezeo Tam Ve'ezeo Mu'ud, what is considered a Tam and what is a Mu'ud? And the Mishnah responds, Mu'ud Kol She'idu by Shleish Yomim, if there is an animal that was warned and there were Edim on 3 separate days that it actually shleished a different animal, and it was Niskavim HaZekai, and therefore it was considered a case of Karen or a told of Karen. And although it becomes a mu'ud, there is a way for it to lose its status as a mu'ud and once again become a tam, and the owner will now only be chayev chatzin nezek, and that is if it actually sees another shar on 3 separate days and it doesn't shtoyst that shar. And as Rashi says, shiroy shvarim ve'inu negeach choizel tamusai. And Rameya states, mu'ud she'idu be'shleish apam, that a mu'ud is defined as any animal where it was warned and there are inim that it actually shtoyst on 3 different occasions, but it doesn't have to even be on 3 separate days, and even if it occurred on 1 day, the tam, and the way that a mu'ud goes back to become a tam, if children go and incite the animal by poking it between its horns, some Rishonim explain that it doesn't go and shtoyst the children, or some explain that it doesn't go and shtoyst another animal, even though that only occurred on one occasion, this shor would once again be defined and be categorized as a tam, and the owner would only be chayev chatzi nezek. Before we begin the Gemara, let's point out a few different points. Number one, when a Mishnah states, tam, what is a tam? The Mishnah doesn't explain that a tam is any animal that did not shtoyst 3 times, and only explains what a mu'ud is. And l'chayr, that is because it is pasha to the Mishnah that a tam is any animal that did not yet shtoyst, and therefore it's only chayiv chatzin nezek. However, quite possibly we could explain when the Mishnah asks ezeo tam, it's actually asking that once there is an animal that is a mu'ud, how does it once again become a tam? As the Mishnah goes on to explain, also ayin tesis diba maschal shiyu atenikis, where he points out that according to Rameya that hold that an animal once again becomes a tam, Zok tesis, that of course Rameh is not coming to exclude the case of Rabbi Yehuda, where an animal sees another shar on 3 days and doesn't shoyst that animal, as certainly he holds, and in that case you would once again become a tam. And Rameh is just mechadish to us that it's possible for an animal to once again become a tam, even if it doesn't shoyst on one occasion in a scenario where it was provoked or incited by a child. However, tesis continues that although Rameh says that in order to become mu'ud, you could even have Edim that shtoyst on 3 occasions on 1 day, however, b'negeya becoming a tam, the only way the mu'ud will once again become a tam is only if it did not shtoyst on 3 separate occasions on 3 separate days. And as Taisa says, the gimel pam b'yom echad nira de 8 mil in the day, the chazar, that even according to Rameya, it would not work if you had 3 times in 1 day that it didn't shtoyst an animal. Afal pisha mil hada, the hachinam eshkol rab shivin, the b'shleish pam ma'am mu'ud, the chazar by gimel yamim, ayin and Taisa. And also at the beginning of that Taisa points out that afal gad the other Muslim mazla, that l'chari, how can you say that an animal becomes a tam based on the fact that a child provoked or incited it and it didn't hurt that child? If l'chari, a person has mazel, and maybe that's why the animal did not go and shtoyst the child. Maybe if there would be animal there, then maybe it would go and shtoyst it, and therefore, how can you say it becomes a tam? And you see clearly that Taisus learns that when Rameya stated, Kol Shiyu Atenek's Mimashim by Be'inu Negeach, he's referring to it not going and shtoysing the children and not referring to animals. But Taisus continues, Mikol Makom Kiva Shinasa Shuffle Kol Kach, and let us begin the Gemara. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda stated in the Mishnah that a mu'ud is that any animal weird or edim that are gored on 3 separate days. And the Gemara wants to know what the Rabbi Yehuda's bekar is. And Amar Abaya, Abaya says that the pasuk says in Pash Mishpatim, or you know that kishar nagachu mitmol shilsham v'lo yishmeru ba'alav shalim yishalim shor tachas hashar v'amesi aloi. And Abaya holds that it didn't have to say lashim mitmol, it could have said tmol, and therefore he learns out tmol chad means that already you warned it on one occasion, and mitmal, since it says mitmal instead of tmal, so trey, so we see that there are eden for a second occasion, and shilshoim it's tlasa, but the fact that it says lashon shilshoim, so therefore we see that there was a third occasion where edim saw that it actually gored another animal. And the pasuk then tells us, v'leishmeran balav, if after the edim already said that it gored 3 times, and the owner still did not guard it properly, asal negicha revias, it's coming to teach us by the negicha revias, then shalom yishalom, shor tachas hashor, v'amesi yaloi, you'll stop paying as a shalim. And the the way we understand Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah is Kol She'idu by Shloshi Yomim, that after you already warned it and you had to eat them for 3 different days that it gored, then if it gores once again, you'd be Chayim Nazik Shalim. And however, Rava Amar and Rava states that Tmal Mitmal Chad, although the Torah uses Lashem Mitmal, we only learned it for one din, and therefore we say that you see that there's only one warning so far, Shilshem is Trey, and then Shilshem teaches us that there was a second day where Edom saw that it gored another animal. With feet away, Rashi learns Asubya, and then if the owner doesn't guard this shor properly and it goes and gourds a third time, then you'd be chayiv nezek shalim. And as Rashi says, according to Rava, but that even on the third time that this animal gourds, then you'd be chayiv nezek shalim. And according to Rashi, the way we understand the words of Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah is kol she'idu by shloshi yamim, that if it already is worn on a third day, then the third time you'd already be chayiv nezek shalim. Now in the bottom Tesis Amid of Lo Yishmenu Ha'idna Chayiv, we Tesis ask various questions on this pshat of Rashi, and 2 lines on the bottom of Amid, he states, "Rashi atzmei chazbay mishun de reish chesel abatim ka'am estomah de gemara imash armud ad negicha dal lemechayiv." And we see that until the 4th negicha and the 4th day, you're not going to be chayiv upirish mashmeis darshenik benayu. And therefore, what is nafkamina between Abai and Rava? It's only a question of how to learn it out of the pasuk. And according to Tesis, the way Rava is actually learning is that since it says tomorrow mitmal so chad, we learn out that it's 1 day shilsham is trey and v'lo yishmenu ha'idna. Then when the pasuk says v'lo yishmenu balav, it's saying that they didn't guard it a third time and they ate him. Then on the next time, shalom yishalom, shor tachas ashor, you'll finally have to pay nezek shalom on the 4th time. But it comes out, according to Abai and Rava, you really would not be in nafkamina halacha. And then Taisa continues in naf chavta alam and alef, and he brings down from Rabbeinu Azriel, the ikka benayu, the labayu, darish, lo yishmenu, and the gicha dalad, and according to Abai, that the words of lo yishmenu balav is going on the 4th negicha, so then you'll only be chayy to pay nezek shalom if the shor actually stresses not only a 4th time, but on the 4th day, the lo yishmenu having game dalad, dumi the tmal shilsham, avlu ravad, lake sim negicha dalad, afil nogach dalad, begimel chayiv, that according to Rava, even if the 4th negicha would occur on the 3rd day, then you would still be chayiv nezek shalom, ayin sham. And also, ayin Rabbeinu Chananel at the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, who learns like Tesis, and he says, v'hut tzrachlu lefarish kol zeh, sh'v'inu b'miksas p'rushu rabbisin ha-ga'inim, sh'amru ki b'negicha ha-shlish b'shalom nezek shalom, u'mchumiduma ova agav shitva. And of course, with this comment, he was referring to Rashi. Agamar continues, Rameh my timer, Rameh who argued on Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah and said that a mu'ud is even an animal with a edim that a shtoyis 3 times and even if it was on 1 day, what is his makar? The Tanya, as we went to the Baisa, Amra Meir, Rameh responds to Rabbi Yehuda, and we continue on Daf Chavtal Manav, that certainly I learned, just like Abai and Rava learned, when the Pasuk Vay Noida Kisho Nagachu Mitmal Shilsham Leishman and Balav, that there's a responsibility to pay Nezek Shalim, either if the Shor shtoyis 3 days in a row or 2 days in a row, depending on Abai and Rava, according to Rashi Pshat, on the Maisa, Richa Yosef Chayev, Kirin Gerchas of Le Koshkein, and I learned this from a Kavu Chaymer, that if you have a responsibility to pay Nezek Shalim, if the animal shtoyis on 3 separate days, then certainly if it shtoyis 3 times in 1 day, then certainly becomes a mu'ud and you'd be chayev Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara continues, Amuleis, so the respondent from Meir, Zava Techiach, I'll bring you Raya from the case of a Zava, Shirichka Riyosea Tmeya, and even so, Kirva Riyosea Tahira, that we know that a woman becomes a Zava Gdela, and at that point she needs Zayin Akim, and she also has to bring a Korban Zava. That is only if she actually has a Riyah Ziva on 3 separate days, but if she actually has 3 separate Riyas of Zavas on 1 day, then the din is that she is Tar, she will only be a Shemeres Yayim, Kenegad Yayim. So Lachayr, from the case of Zava, we see against this Kavu Chayma, and therefore you can't bring a Raya that Richard and Gerichas of Chayev, therefore Kir and Gerichas of Lakoshkein, and Amalahen, so I may respond to them, Hareo Imeh, that Benegay Zava, there's actually Xeris Akasav, and as we will see, that Benegay the din of a male Zav, the din is that if he sees 3 Rias in 1 day, or if he sees 3 Rias on 3 separate days, then he has a din of a Zav Gadol, and Lamaisa, there's Xeris Akasav that states, Vizois Tia to Masa Bezaivai, that this din of Tuma is only relevant to a Zav and not to a Zava, Tala Akasav as a Zav Rias, therefore we see that the Torah said that Zav is relevant to Rias, and even if he only had 3 separate Rias on 1 day, he would still be considered a Zav Gadol, that's a Zav B'yamim, but a Zava only has the ability to become a Zav G'dayla only if she has a Riyah Ziva on 3 separate days, but if she has a Riyah Ziva on 3 separate occasions on 1 day, she would not become a Zav G'dayla. Therefore, Zokra Meir, that my Kavu Chayma is still valid, as really even B'degay a Zav G'dayla, we should have a Kavu Chayma. However, there's a Xeris HaKasav that tells us that a Zav is only Tomei if she has 3 separate Riyas on 3 separate days. And the Gemara now continues to explain the drasha that we just learned, as we might have Vizayis Lamuti Zav Riyas, that it says in the Pasuk Vizayis, and we know there's a Mir to teach us some din B'degay a Zav versus versus a zava, but how do we know that the word v'zayis is coming to emayit the din of zava from riyas? And if a zava sees three riyas on one day, that she does not become a zava gvela, maybe the pasuk is actually teaching us a din b'degei zava himself, and teaching us that a zav only becomes tamei if he has three riyas that are on one day, but if he sees three riyas on three separate days, maybe he doesn't become a zav gadol. That the pasuk also tells us that the din of zivas is similar by a male and female, and mak zachul and keva, there's a hekesh between a male and a female, mana keva biyamim. Just like if a female sees three zivas on three separate days, she becomes a zav gadela, therefore av zachul biyamim. So the same applies to a male, and if he has three separate zivas on three separate days, then he also becomes a zav gadol. L'maisa, the Gemara is basically saying that since we have one pasuk which tells us immediately, as the pasuk says, b'zayt tir to masir b'zayvay, and we also have a pasuk which says that we should compare the case of a zachar to the geva, and therefore from the miyut we memayit that a zavah gdela does not have a din of riyas, and if she sees three separate zivas on one day, it's still only considered one riyah, and she is only a shemeres yom keneged yom. However, although the Torah only speaks about riyas by a zav on one day, but if a zav would see three separate riyas on three separate days, he would also be a zav gadol, and that is learned from the ribui of the zachar and the keva. The Gemara now asks, v'lakish the keva lezachar, why do we say we should compare an ikeva to a zachar, and we should say the opposite, ma zachar b'riyas, afna keva b'riyas, that just like by a zachar, the Torah says beforish that the din is that if he has three riyas on one day, he becomes a zav gadol. So maybe we should say the same would apply to nekeva, even if she has three riyas on one day, that she would be a zav gadela. And the Gemara says you can't say that because hamiyat rachmana v'zayis lemaisa, we have a miyat that states v'zayis, and that is memayat that the only time that we have riyas that if you have three riyas in one day, your tummy is only by a zav and not by a zava. The Gemara now asks, so my riyas lemaisa, we have v'zayis that teaches a miyat, we have a ribui of a zav v'zayv l'zachol and keva to be makish zachol and keva. Why do we learn that the miyat is coming to emayat that a zava does not become a zava gdela if she has three riyas on one day, and we're coming to emaba that a zav does become a zav gadol if he sees three riyas on three separate days, and l'chayr maybe it should be the opposite. And the Gemara answers, mistaver kayb riyas memayat riyas kayb riyas memayat yamim. It certainly makes sense that the pasuk b'negei a male, which speaks about the male having three riyas on one day, and since the pasuk says b'zayis, so therefore we're going to say that it only applies to male and not to a female. And certainly it wouldn't make sense to say that the pasuk b'negei a zav, which is talking about having three riyas on one day, coming to emayat that a zav that has three riyas on three separate days would not be considered a zav gadol. And l'maisa, how do we know that this pasuk is actually talking about a zav of three times in one day? Zok Rashi, Diva Masra, Zav Riyas, Dechsir Baikra, Zav Plus Zimni, as in this pasuk of Zayt Tir to Masr Bezayvai, it actually says the Lashon Zayvai three times, and the pasuk says, Bezayt Tir to Masr Bezayvai, which is number one, Rar Besari, Zayvai, number two, Ayhechtem Besari, Mizayvai, to Masrhi, since the pasuk states three Lashonis of Zav, it's telling us that as long as you had three flows, even if it's on the same day, you would be considered a Zav Gadol. And Ayin Taisis, Diva Masra, Kleib Riyas, Memai Riyas, and Taisis, Tema, Adarabba, the Lachir, we should have a Punk Vaket Svara, Koi Bizov Mayat Zav, the Lachir, since the Pasuk is talking about Zav, we should remind that a Zav that sees three times on three separate days is not considered Zav Gadol. Koi Bizov Mayat Zav, do you think that the Pasuk is talking about a Zav and it's coming to Mayat a Zav and it's coming to Mayat a woman? And Ayin Taisis, where he brings a riot from Mesech the Schulin that the Gemara previously states such a concept, and Ayin Taisis, how he explains our Gemara, and keep in mind that we mentioned Benegea Zav, that a woman only becomes a Zav Gdela if she has three separate riyas on three separate days. Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, where Rashi states, Rikka Riyasel, Gimel Riyas, Begilma Yamim, Tmeya Zavin Yamim, Dixiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yazav Zayv Dama, Yamim Rabim, Vidashin, and Yamim Shnaim, Rabim Shlesha, and therefore we see by a Zavah, the only way that she becomes a Zav Gdela is only if she has three separate Riyas on three separate days. And Lamaisa, ultimately the Gemara comes out, that Rameya actually learns, Adis Kavachayma, Rikha Yosef Chayev, Kiyun Gachayev, Loy Koshkein, and therefore if an animal stresses on three separate occasions on the same day, the animal will now be considered a muad. And as we stated, the reason why we don't use this kavachayim of benegiya zav gdela is because we have exeris hakasav of v'zayis tia to masir b'zayvai. And the Gemara will now continue with the brisa, and this brisa will bring two other shitas of tanayim. These two shitas will be two new shitas that we did not have in the Mishnah of Rav Chof Gimel Abayz, where we saw the shita of Rabbi Huda and Rameya, and each one of these tanayim will hold in part like Rameya and in part like Rabbi Huda. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the brisa, izel muad, what is the definition of a muad? Kol she'idu by shleish yamim, any animal where you had testimony that a gourd on three separate days, and of course this is exactly the same shita as we had in Mishnah from Rabbi Huda. And the brisa continues with tam, and what is the definition of how a muad will once again become a tam? She'u atinikis mashmabai ve'inugeach, that a young child will will incite the animal and it won't gore. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, these are the words of Rabbi Yosi. And of course, when we explain the idea of a tam, that's going like the Shita of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yehuda in part and like Rabbi Meir in part. And once again, we actually see that L'chari, the Pshana Mishnah, when it said, Ezeu tam ve'ezeu amud, is as the Brisa states that we're talking about a mood, that how you become a mood, and how do you once again become a tam, but we're not discussing how an animal is originally a tam, as that is certainly every animal is considered a tam until eventually it gores in the proper amount of time and then it becomes a mood. The Brisa continues, Rabbi Shimon states, mood, kol she'ida by shalosh pamim, that a mood is defined as any time there's testimony that this animal gored three times, even if it's on one day. And of course, this is going like the Shita Rameya, but like Amru Shlesh Yom El Chazar Bulbad, and when we said the concept of 3 days, that is referring to when it becomes a tam. In order for it to become a tam, it has to come into contact with Shvarim on 3 separate days and doesn't gore, and that will show that it actually becomes a tam once again. And that, of course, is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rameya. And we see regarding the din of Mu'ud, Rav Shimon holds like Rameya, and regarding the din of Tamus, then he holds like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, which is exactly the opposite of the Shita Rabbi Yosi. And the Gemara tells us, Amr Nachman, Amr Abad Bahava, Halach Rabbi Yehuda bin Mu'ud, Halach Falz Rabbi Yehuda bin Negei Mu'ud, the only way for an animal to become Mu'ud is if it actually shtaises 3 times on 3 separate days. And the reason why I pass like this, Shari Rabbi Yosi might be like, because Rabbi Yosi is Maid Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it seems what he's saying is because you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi on that side, and therefore you have 2 Mada'omim that say the only way to become Mu'ud is if it shtaises 3 times on 3 separate days, Balach Rameya Batam, and Halach Falz Rameya bin Negei Tam, Shari Rabbi Yosi might lie, because once again, Rabbi Yosi is Maid Rameya, that you become a Tam, even if you had Tinaikis, then Mashboy Bain and Negeach. And the Gemara now states, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Shari Rabbi Yosi Rav Nachman, Balei Mamah, Halach Rameya Bemuad, Shari Rabbi Shimon might lie. Why don't you say that Halach Falz Rameya bin Negei Mu'ud, because Rabbi Shimon is Maida to the Shita Rameya, and you have 2 Shitas that are the same, and therefore the Din should be, even if an animal shtaises 3 times on one day, that he becomes a Mu'ud, Balach Rabbi Yehuda Batam, the Halach Shval Rabbi Yehuda Batam, that he only become a Tam, the animal is in a situation that he can gore another animal on 3 separate days, and he doesn't gore them, Shari Rabbi Shimon might lie once again, because Rabbi Shimon is Maida to that Shita, and therefore we have 2 Manda'amim saying that Shita, Amalei Rav Nachman responds to Rava, and not Rabbi Yosi freely, I really hold like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi the Muka Imai, so I wasn't saying that the reason why I'm passing like this is because we have 2 Shitas that are saying the same thing. I was just saying that since Rabbi Yosi holds like that, therefore we pass like Rabbi Yosi, because we know we always pass like Rabbi Yosi, because he always brought his Svaris and his Taimim with him, and he always had a very clear pshat, and that's why we always pass like Rabbi Yosi. And I even taste the Masal on not Rabbi Yosi freely, where Taisa says, V'hadloi kama halach Rabbi Yosi, L'chaira, then Rabbi Nachman should have just stated that I pass like Rabbi Yosi. Why do you say such a long-winded idea that halach Rabbi Yehuda b'muad, shari Rabbi Yosi maidloi, and halach Rameya b'tam, shari Rabbi Yosi maidloi? And Taisa says, Mishnunichle leminka tanoi de masnisin, that he wanted to bring the tanoim that we brought in our Mishnah, and that's why he said in this Lashon. And the Gemara continues, Ibailu, we had the following Shaila regarding the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the only way that an animal becomes a Mu'ud is if there are Edom that he gored on 3 separate occasions and on 3 separate days. And the Gemara now is, Shleish Yom Nektoni, that this din that we require that the animal had to gore on 3 separate days and 3 separate occasions, and you have to have testimony regarding this, Liyudi Tura or Liyudi Gavra, is this Edis coming to tell us that this Shar is a Mu'ud as it shtoys in 3 different occasions? Or the Gemara continues, Eliyu de Gavra, is the reason for this edis in order to tell the owner that your shtar shtois, and you have to tell the owner that his shtar shtois on 3 separate occasions and on 3 separate days. And the Gemara asks, Lamay nafkamina, Lamay so what's the nafkamina alaha? The asa tlasa kiti sadi bichad yoima, then let us say that a shtar already gored on 3 separate days, only after the shtar already gored on 3 separate days did edim come to testify that the shtar gored. So the Gemara explains, Eliyu de Tura miyayid, if you're going to say the reason that you need the testimony is in order to tell us that this shar is a mu'ud, so then the shar, the mice is a mu'ud, because they testify that it gored on 3 separate days, and as Rashi says, and the Torah was only mechadish that you can't have 3 negichais on one day, but as long as there were 3 negichais on 3 separate days, then as long as you testify regarding that, then the shar becomes a mu'ud, so at this point, the owner will be chayim nezek shalim. However, the Gemara continues, if you're going to tell me that the Torah is mechadish to us that you have to actually have edus that warned the owner 3 separate days, so lemiayid, then we can't say that the owner is now responsible to pay nezek shalom, because meima ama, as the owner will say, hashuka kamisadubi, you only warned me on one day, and the Torah taught us that you have to warn me on 3 separate days. Ayin Rashi do a maskal hashuka kamisadubi, where Rashi says, kol shlosh tanakitas bo biyay mechad, that since all 3 pairs of edim came on one day, and the Torah specifically tells us this gzeir zakasim, they have to warn the owner on three separate days. And l'chari, it's muchach from Rashi that Rashi is learning that it's not pshat that you have to warn the owner immediately after each time that the shor goes and shtoises. But Rashi is telling us that you have to have three separate days where you warn the owner, even if you warn the owner on three separate occasions and on three separate days after the animal is already shtois three times, then the owner of the shor would still be chayiv nezek shalim. It's important to note that in Taisa Zim Masel Iliu de Gavra actually argues on this point. And Taisa holds that when the Gemara says Liu de Gavra, it means that we have to actually tell the owner that his shor shtois in order that the owner could now go and guard it better. And therefore, Taisa holds that in order to be considered a valid adah, you have to warn the owner of the animal prior to the animal going and shtoising another time. Therefore, Taisa argues on this point of Rashi, and he holds that even if you'd warn the owner three times after the shor already shtois three times, that would not be a valid adah on the owner and only can possibly work as the first adah, and the owner at this point would not be chayim nezek shalim. The way we understand the Gemara based on Rashi is clearly the understanding of Rabbeinu Peretz in our sugya, and Taisa actually at the beginning of Diba Maskel Yudu Gavra says that the pshat is not like Rabbeinu Peretz or like Rashi, because dim kein lo yimischayev anikichas shechamishes, as if so the owner should only be chayim nezek shalim by the fifth negicha and not by the fourth negicha. And the Gemara continues, mai, so what is the halacha? Do we say it's liyudi tura or is it also liyudi gavra? And the Gemara says, tashma, bring a raya from a brisa. The brisa states in ashar nasimu at ashiyudu but fnei baylum fnei bezin, that the shor only becomes a muad if you warn it three times in front of its owner and in front of bezin. He idu but fnei bezin shleib fnei baylum, if you warn it in front of bezin but not in front of its owner, or fnei baylum shleib fnei bezin, or in front of owner and not in front of bezin, ain a nasimuad at ashiyudu but fnei bezin fnei baylum. And once again, the brisa states that the only way to become a muad is if the edim testify in front of bezin and in front of the owner. And we know you have to testify in front of the owner, as it says v'hu b'valav. And Rashi states vein edus el bebezin, that the only way to have edus is only in front of bezin. And as Taisa says, zeh misvara to miyah kabel edus im loy b'fnei bezin. And the Rishonim explained that the brisa repeats in nasamu el chiyidu b'fnei bezin b'fnei baylam, that although in some cases there is a din that you're allowed to say testimony and it doesn't have to be in front of the baldava, however over here there's a special din that it has to be v'hu b'valav, and there's no way that you'll become a mu'ud unless you actually have testimony in front of the baylam, and this is based on the gzeiras hakosov. And before we continue with the brisa, let's point out that we're going to learn this brisa based on shitas Rashi that Rava holds that lefi Rabbi Yehuda that says a muad is kol she'idu by shleish yomim. It means that you had to have edus that it gored two times, and then on the third time you'd be chayiv nezek shalim. In addition, we're going to be going like shitas Rashi, who hold that even if you hold liu de tura, and therefore even if the edim come on one day and they testify that this shor gored on two separate days, then at that point the shor is a muad, and therefore it would go on the third day, it would be chayiv nezek shalim. In Rashi's mechadish that even if those edim came and testified on one day that this shor shtois on three separate occasions, even though the owner only found about it after the fact that it became muad, which was after the second time that it gored, he would still be chayiv nezek shalim for the third time and the third act of goring that the axe did, and even though at that point he wasn't warned yet and he didn't have the opportunity to watch the shor. And this idea as to what Rashi holds is actually brought down in Taisa Dibur Maskel V'leish Merenu Edin L'chayiv, which is on Daf Chaf Gimel Beis at the bottom of Amid, and he brings down Perish Bekutch Perish Rishayna, and according to Rava, Yechayiv Nezek Shalim on the third time that the animal gores, and Sarach Loim L'Purusha, and according to Rashi, we have to explain the Hodel Kalman L'Kaman, that now in Agamara we're going to say the Asu Gimel Kiti Sadi B'chad Yoyma, that three pairs of Edim came on one day, the Lamanda Amul Yuditura, Yayid Umishalman Bailum Nezek Shalim, Afal Pishlo Yadu Tchila, and even though the owner was not warned prior to going and shtoising on the third time, he would still be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. And Taisa says, Be'in Nira, that I don't like that Pshad Rashi, as even if I could agree to his Shita that you Chayiv Nezek Shalim on the third time, but Lamaisa, how can you be Chayiv Nezek Shalim if you didn't testify in front of the owner prior to the third time? As the Pasuk says, V'huad B'valo V'lo Yishmerenu, it's only after the Eden testified in front of the owner, then the din is that he'll be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, but not prior to that, Ayin and Taisa, but we will learn like Pshad and Rashi. The Pasuk continues, Hudu Shnayim B'Rishayna, if two Eden came and they testified that the ox scored one time, Vishnayim B'Shniya, and then another two Eden came and they testified that ox scored a second time, and therefore the owner should be chayiv chasin nezek, and vishnayim b'shlishis, and finally there was another set of edim that came and they testified that the animal gored a third time, and therefore the owner at this point should be chayiv nezek shalim. Harei kan shalosh edis, we look at these as three separate edis, v'hein edis achas hazama, but they're still considered one edis for the din of hazama. Rashi explains harei kan gimel edis shim batla achas mehem loy batla hashtayim, that if you mevatel one of the edis, and for example there's a hazama on one set of edim, then you don't say that the other two sets are also batel, and for those two edis, you would still pay chatzin nezek, v'imloy batla harei umud, and if they're not batal, and all three edus are valid edus, then for the third time that the animal gored, the owner would be chayiv nezek sholim. And Rashi continues, v'hin in v'asachus la'zama shurik al yidei shlosh umud, that since it's only based on the three peers of edim, that the owner will now pay nezek sholim on the third negicha, and therefore we look at them as one set of edim b'negeya, the din of azama, and if one of the peers would become zayman, then you don't say that since Lamaisa, through his testimony, he wanted to cause the person to pay Nezek Shalim, and therefore he should have to pay Nezek Shalim. And Lamaisa, since all three peers of Edim did not become Edim Zayman, therefore this set of Edim would only pay Chetzi Nezek, based on the fact that they wanted to be Mechayev, this person, to pay Chetzi Nezek on the testimony that they said that is animal shtois and will be Chayev Chetzi Nezek. And the Braisa continues and explains his point. Nimtzis Kat Rishayna Zimemes. Let's say the first set of Edim become Edim Zayman, then Harei Kan Shtei Edis, number one, would not Mevatel the other two peers of Edim, therefore certainly the owner of the behema will be chayiv for the other two negichas that he did, and the owner will be chayiv chetzi nezek for each of the other two negichas that his shor caused. However, who pata behem peturin, although set number one said that Reuven's shor shtois Shimon shor, and therefore should be chayiv chetzi nezek, but certainly Reuven will be pata and won't have to pay chetzi nezek. This first set of Edim became zayman, and therefore of course that testimony is meaningless. However, the Edim zayman are also going to be pata to pay the extra chetzi nezek, and they will only pay the chetzi nezek that they wanted to cause Reuven to pay to Shimon based on his animal, shtoising Shimon's animal as a tam. As Rashi points out, the chiddush is v'afal pi shehina yigrim lo l'sham ala nezek shalom, that even though that through their testimony they really wanted to cause that the point of the third negicha, Reuven's animal was already a mu'ud, and therefore they wanted to be mechay Reuven to pay nezek shalom. But l'maisa, since we look at all three of these peers of Edom as one group, b'negeya d'din of azama, therefore this first peer will not be chay of nezek shalom, and they'll only have to pay chetzi nezek. And similarly, nimitzes katshni zememes, if you find that the second pair of edim are also edim zemen, hareken edis achas, it's still one edis, and therefore, since there's still the third pair of edim that testified that Reuven's animal shtoist another person's animal, and at this point we don't say the butler miksasa, butler kula, and therefore we actually believe the third set of edim, and Reuven's animal will still be a tam, and he'll be chayiv to pay chetzi nezek for those damages. And once again, v'hu pata v'hem peturin, that Reuven is to be pata to pay for the second shtoising, because l'maisa it never happened since the second pair of edim became zayman. And once again, the second pair of edim will only be chayiv to pay chetzi nezek based on kasha zomam, even though they really intended for Reuven to have to pay nezek shalim, as although ultimately they were together with the other two sets, and therefore they were really saying that Reuven's animal is really a mu'ud, and therefore Reuven should be chayiv nezek shalim. But the ma'aser we have it in that the edis achas la'zoma, and therefore ad she'zumun kulon, until they all become edim zayman, we are not going to be chayiv them nezek shalim. And finally, the Braisa teaches us nimtzis katz shlishis ememes. Once you find that the third pair are also edim zayman, kulon chayavin, and certainly each set of the edim zayman will have to pay chetzi nezek because they wanted mechayiv Reuven to pay as a tam, but they also now between all three of them have to pay for additional chetzi nezek that they wanted to cause Reuven to pay for the third time that his animal shtoist another animal. They would split the responsibility of that last chetzi nezek and the additional chetzi nezek that made it nezek sholem between all three sets of edim. The price ends off al zeh nema v'asisim loy kashizomam, and the Gemara now continues i'amr liyu detura shaper, that if we would hold that the reason why the edim testimony is in order to tell us that this shor is a mu'ud, and therefore as Rashi explained that according to that mandama, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that although the shor has to do his damage on three separate days, but l'maisa you could go and you could testify in front of the owner that the shor actually damaged and shtoist another animal on three separate days, and even if those edim would come on one day, it would be a valid testimony and the animal would be a mu'ud, and at that point the owner would be chayiv nezek shalim for the third negicha. And keep in mind that although there's a din that in order to become mu'ud the animal has to shtoist two times, and on the third time he would pay nezek shalim, but certainly there's no din that the animal of the mazik has to shtoist the same animal of the nizik or three animals of the nizik, and certainly he could shtoist three separate animals that belong to three separate people. And therefore Rashi explains matz l'ukma, we could explain the b'risa k'shebo kulam b'yei mechad, and all three peers of Edom came on the same day, and the reason why they came at the same time is shavi and nizik shlishi lahed al gimel glicha shal gimel yamim, and nizik was the one who brought all three peers of Edom, as although he wasn't going to be paid for the first two negichas, as he wasn't necessarily nizik on those two negichas, but he wanted to bring them in order that they should testify that this animal is a mu'ud. Therefore, since this animal shtois my shor the third time, so he should be chayiv to pay me nezek shalim. And as Rashi continues, and that's why we can understand that the first two groups of Edim that came and testified against Reuven's shor will also actually come testify regarding the din of Nezik Shalim on Reuven Shar, because they knew at that point that the whole purpose of them coming to Beis Din was to help this Nezik, and their testimony is about Mazik Shtoising a different Nezik, and therefore the only purpose for them to come to Beis Din was only to prove that the time that Shtois the third time, it was already a Mu'ud, and therefore they were trying to be Mechayiv Reuven Nezik Shalim for this Negicha that his animal caused to this specific Nezik. And as Rashi explains, the Matzalim Meimah, that these two sets of Edom can't say Anan L'chuvei Palgan Niskas Inon, that we were only coming to Mechayiv Chatzin Nezik for the first two times that this Shor Shtois for Lilu Shavi Mu'ud, and not to make it into a Mu'ud, the Vadei Hani Yadei Bahani, because certainly since the Nezik is bringing these three sets of Edom together to Beis Din and they're coming to testify specifically for him, Shrei Baal Negicha Shlishas Hivian Umaloi Negichas Rishonis El Kedei Liadei Uvadei Adadei Asu, and they all came together, and therefore they would not have any taina to pat themselves from Kasha Zomam on the Din Mu'ud, and that's why they share the responsibility of the Nezik Sholem of the third Negicha. And we continue on Daf Chav Talon Beis Ali Amr Liu De Gavra. If you say that the Torah was Mechayev the Edom to testify not only B'negir the actual fact that Reuven Shar actually damaged another Shar on three separate days, there's also a requirement to actually testify in front of the owner on three separate days. So Leimur Hanach Kamoy Anan Mi Avedin De Basa Shleish Yomei Asuhani Mi Adelei L'Chayev, since these three sets of Edom are coming on three separate days, so the first two peers could say that we only came to testify regarding Chetzi Nezek and we had nothing to do with actually testifying regarding it becoming a Mu'ud, and why should we be responsible for Kasha Zomam on the fact that Reuven is now Chayiv Nezek Sholim if L'Chayev that was not our intent of our testimony? And therefore, by the fact that the Brisa says that the first two sets of Edom have to chip in with the third set of Edom and they have to pay for part of the Nezek Sholim that they caused to Reuven, so it seems that we hold Liyude Tura and we don't hold Liyude Gavra. And keep in mind, although in Rashi, the first Rashi in our Amid is mashma like Shitas Taisis, as Rashi says, Eli Amr Liyude Gavra being in Gimel Yomim, Val Kol Negicha V'Negicha Tzarech L'Heir B'Yomim, and on every single Negicha, you have to testify on that specific day, V'Lei Mishkachas Lo Mashma Le'Mu'ud, Ela B'Gimel Yomim, Le'Mu Hanach Kamai. And from the Lashon of this Rashi, it's mashma more like Taisis than like Rabbeinu Peretz that we mentioned on Amid Aleph. However, I in the end of Rashi, do a mask of Ve'im Mechayim Seshar, where it's mashma like Rabbeinu Peretz and not like Taisis. And the Gemara responds, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi states, Amis L'Shmeitz Kamedu Rav Kana, I brought this member in front of Rav Kana, and I told him, L'Chayr from this Braisa, it's Mashba that Liyud Tura and not Liyud Gavra. But Amalim, Rav Kana responded to me, Liyud Tura Minicha, how could you say that even according to the Shita, the Liyud Tura, that this Braisa makes sense? V'lei Mahanach Basari, Anon Mena Yudina, D'chol D'Koy Be'idin L'Asude B'tura Ka'asu, Anan L'Chayr Gavra Palganizka Sinon. And Rav Kana told me that although we explained that the first two sets of Edom certainly knew that if the Nizik's bring them to Beis Din, he must want them to come to testify that this Shar is a Mu'ud. Therefore, certainly they understood that if they're coming to Beis Din, they're trying to be Mechayev Reuven Nezik Shalim, and therefore certainly the Din of Kasher Zaman would apply to them, and they would be Chayev to chip in for Nezik Shalim. However, that makes sense, but negated the first two sets of Edom, and as we explained, since they're coming to testify regarding the Hezek that happened between Reuven Shar and Shimon Shar, which is only the third Negicha, so then, of course, they had nothing to do with that, because they're testifying about a previous Negicha was not Reuven Shar Shtoising Shimon Shar, but it was Reuven Shar Shtoising Levi's or Yehuda Shar. Therefore, the first two sets of Edom understood that they're coming to testify in order to help the Nizik claim Nezik Shalim from Reuven. However, since the third set of Edom are coming to testify regarding the Hezek that Reuven Shar caused to Shimon and caused to this Nizik, so then when the Nizik's bringing them to Beis Din, they don't understand that they're coming to testify regarding Nezik Shalim that Reuven has to pay to Shimon, and maybe they think that they're coming to testify about the first Negicha that Reuven caused, and therefore Reuven was only Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, and why should it be that this third set of Edom should actually be Chayiv Nezek Sholim if potentially this was not the Kasha Zomim and this was not their intent to be Mechayiv Reuven Nezek Sholim to Shimon? And as the Gemara states, that although that they see that there are other two sets of Edom that are in Beis Din, they don't know that these two sets of Edom came to testify regarding Reuven Shar, and they may think that they're coming to testify on a different situation and that the testimony have nothing to do with Reuven Shar. Therefore, even according to the Mandama, that's Liyud Tura, why would be Mechayiv the third set of Edom for the din of Nezek Shalim if L'Chayr their intent was not necessarily to be Mechayiv Reuven Nezek Shalim? And the Gemara will now continue and bring three terutzim to the question of Rav Kana, and therefore it'll go back to the original point that the brisa that we just brought regarding Edom Zaymim could prove that we hold Liyud Tura and could prove that we do not hold Liyud Gavra. And the Gemara's first teretz is Kam Ramzi Remuzi, that we see that all three sets of Edom are being Ramzi to each other, and they see that they're coming for the same testimony, and therefore we see that all in cahoots, and therefore therefore, even the third set of Edom can't say that I didn't know what the first two set of Edom were coming for, and therefore he was coming to testify that Reuven is responsible for paying Nezek Shalim for the third time that is Shar Shtais, and that's why he also has to chip in with the first two sets of Edom for the din of Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi himself says, Kishibo Ritzufim, that all three sets of Edom came at the same time, and therefore we see that they came as a group together with the Nizik, and therefore certainly they all knew why they were coming to testify, and they knew that they were coming to testify for the Nizik, that this is the third time that Reuven Shar damaged another Shar, and therefore Reuven should be chayit to the Nizik, Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara continues with the third Teretz, Ravina Amar, B'makun, Bala Shar, V'imakun, Nezek Shar, the case that the Brice is referring to is in the scenario where the third set of Edom came to Bezin, and they say to Bezin that although we're not sure exactly which Shar was the one that Shtois Shimon Shar, however, we do know that it was Reuven Shar that did this damage, and therefore Reuven should be chayiv. Now, if this third set of Edom did not know that Reuven was already warned regarding his Shar in two different occasions, and therefore the Shar was considered Muid, then l'chayiv, there would be no reason for them to testify, as we know that a Shar Tam pays Chetzin Ezek, and also only pays Megufay, and only pays for the actual animal that damaged. And since this third set of Edom are testifying that Reuven Shar, Shtois Shimon Shar, but they don't know which Shar Shtois them, then their testimony would be loy married if this animal was a tam, and therefore it must be that they knew that this animal was already mu'ed, and they're coming to testify to Mimchayev Ruvi Nezek Shalim, which is paid not only Migufay, but Min Aliyah. Since it's clear that they were coming to testify B'digia Nezek Shalim, that's why the din of the Mishnah was that the third set of Edom also has to pay Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara now is that if it's true that the third set of Edom did not know which Shar actually damaged Shimon Shar, so how could it be that Ruvi will be Chayev Nezek Shalim through such testimony, if Lemaisa, the purpose of the testimony is Reuven should guard his animal, and Lemaisa, since he's not telling which animal, so therefore L'chari, that should not be a valid testimony. And how could it be that the Edom could be Mechayev Reuven Nezek Shalim based on this testimony? And the Gemara explains the Amri, because the third set of Edom will testify that Tur Nagachna Islach B'Barkachach, we inform you that you have a Shar that's going to Shtois, that's amongst your cattle, and therefore you should make sure to guard all of your Bakar. And even though it is not a specific Hadar, it's still a valid Hadar. That's why it's considered that this third set of Edom is coming to Mechayev Reuven Nezek Shalim, and that's why once we find out that there are Edom Zaymim, they can be Chayev Nezek Shalim. And as Rashi points out, that this last Hasid Gemara only works out if we hold the Yudei Tura, and it doesn't work out if we hold the Yudei Gavra. Therefore, from this Braisa regarding Edom Zaymim, you have a valid Raya that the warning that you have to give to a Shar in order to make it a Tam is the Yudei Tura and not the Yudei Gavra. And the Gemara continues, Bailu, we have the following Shaila, Hamishasa Kalbish Chaveir B'Chaveir. If Levi goes and incites the Kelav of Reuven, it goes and damages a Shimon, Mao, what is it in? And the Gemara explains, Mishasa Vade Pata, that certainly Levi will be Pata because he's only a Grum bin Zokin and therefore he's Pata. But Val Kelav Mai, what would be it in? B'Digay Reuven, would he be Chayiv or not? Mia Mina Matsya Amalei Anna Maya Vidinle, do we say that he could tell Shimon, I didn't do anything because I didn't incite my animal? Or do we say, Amin Le, that Shimon could say to Reuven, Kivin Yadat B'Kalbach, the Mishasi Le, Mishasi, that since you know that if someone will come and incite this dog, it's a wild dog, and certainly it'll be incited and it'll go and be mazik, then certainly either you shouldn't have brought it into Rishis Rabbim, and therefore you'll pay Shea, or, like others explained, you should have killed this dog as is a chiev to kill a wild dog. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rab Zera states, I'll bring a raya from our Mishnah, Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah that Rabbeya stated that once is an animal that's a mu'ud, in order for it to go back and become a tam, is v'tam shiyot tinoikis mashman v'ayv in neger, that as long as a child will be able to incite this animal and it won't be neger, then it'll become a tam once again. And it's mashman neger chayiv, that if it will actually go and damage someone, then the bal hashar will be chayiv. So you see that even though someone incited it, that the animal's owner will be chayiv. I'm Abaya says, not raya, mik toni naga chayiv. It doesn't say over there that if the animal will go and damage, then the owner of the animal will be chayiv. Dilma hanogach loyavitam. What you see from there is that if it actually goes and is neger after the child incites it, then you can't consider it a tam and still consider it mu'ud. However, he negicha lo mechayev, but the owner of the shor will not be chayev for that negicha, since lemaisa we could be told that the reason why the shor damage was because it was incited by someone else. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your raya from a Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin, and we already saw this Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, Shisabay Sakelev, Shisabay Nachash Potter, that if Reuven goes and sticks a kelev against Shimon, and the kelev now kills Shimon, or he's Mishasa Nachash against Shimon, and then it kills Shimon, Potter, so Reuven will be Potter, and since it doesn't say Loshim Peturin, so Maila Potter Mishasa, that only Reuven is going to be Potter, the Chayev Bala Kelev, but the Bala Kelev will be Chayev, and the Gemara answers, Loi, Eim Potter, Ap Mishasa, that even though it uses Loshim Yachash, Yochid, it means that everyone is Pata. Not only is the Baal Kelev Pata, but even Reuven, who incited the animal, would be Pata as well. The Gemara continues with a similar Shaila. That if you're going to tell us, then the previous question where Reuven went and incited a dog of Shimon to go and hurt his friend, that although Reuven is Pata because he's Grum Ben Zakin, but Shimon will be Chayiv and the Baal Kelev is Chayiv, even so, there is no question she saw who Ba'atz my Pata, that if Reuven incited a dog and then the dog bit Reuven, then certainly the Baal Kelev will be Pata. And my time, what is the reason? Since Shimon had no rishus to go and incite this animal, and since he went and incited this dog, and then the dog was Mishana and it bites him, then the Baal Kelev will be Pata. Keep in mind that this Lashon is very meduyik, that the only time that we say such a klal is only when it's the person that was Mishana, and then that other item goes as Mishana and it actually damages that person, then the Baal Kelev will be Pata. However, if Reuven goes and incites Shimon's dog against someone else, and Shimon's dog actually goes and bites someone else, certainly that doesn't fit into this klal, and that's why the Baal Kelev will still be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues, Omri Rapapa Rava, so Rapapa says to Rava, Itma Mishmed Reish Lakish Kavaseich, that we find that Reish Lakish said a similar din to what you said. Reish Lakish stated, Shtei Paris, Brishus Rabim, Achaz Ravutz, Vachaz Malachaz, if you have two different paris in Rishus Rabim, one belongs to Reuven, one to Shimon, and Reuven Shar stops in Rishus Rabim and crouches down in Rishus Rabim, and Shimon Shar is walking in a normal manner, Ubatum Alechaz Bervutza, and then instead of Shimon's Shar stepping on Reuven Shar, it actually goes and Bekavana, it kicks Reuven Shar, Petura, then the din is that Shimon will be Pata for the hezek that his animal caused to Reuven Shar. However, Reuven Shar that's crouching is Mazik Shimon Shar, then certainly Reuven will be Chayiv. And L'chayr, why is it that Reish Lakish said that in case of Batu Balechs Bervutza that it's Pata? It must be based on the same Sfar of Rava, that Kol Mishano Ba'achav Shina Ba'ida Ipata. The Gemara tells us, Omalei, so Rava Setra Papa, No Bahi, Chayiv Mechayavda, that even though I said Ipata in the case I spoke about, but in this case, I would actually hold Shimon would have to pay for the damage that his shar caused to Reuven Shar, even though it's true that Reuven Shar crouched down in Mil Rishus Rabim and that was Mishuna, but we still say to Shimon, Ki Islach Rishusa Liskriyalai. Certainly, there's no question that your shar had a right to continue walking in a normal manner and to walk on top of the shar of Reuven, and if you would have damaged the shar of Reuven in that way, certainly Shimon would be Pata. However, Labuta be Leslach Rishusa, but your shar still did not have the right to damage my shar on purpose and Bekavana, and had no right to kick my shar. Therefore, Shimon will still be responsible to pay for Reuven's hezek. L'maisa, when trying to compare the case of Reish Lakish to the case of Rava, L'chayr it's a bit tzarich bia in exactly what Rava is trying to explain. And some explain that the pshat is, but in Rava's case, Reuven incited the kelev of Shimon and it went and bit Reuven. So Reuven's incitement, which was the dvar mishuna, actually was the direct cause of the dog's action, and therefore Shimon's going to be pata for the damage that his dog caused to Reuven. However, in the case of Reish Lakish, even though it's true that Reuven's animal lied down in Rishus Rabim, and therefore that was a case of Mishuna, but ultimately Shimon's animal still had the choice to walk on top of Reuven's animal, and therefore it wasn't a direct cause for Shimon's animal going wild and deciding to kick Reuven's shar. And that's why Rava holds that in the case of Reish Lakish, Shimon will still be chayiv for the damage that his shar caused to Reuven's animal that was lying in Rishus Rabim, and we will stop over here.